One of the questions that I get asked a lot from my community and clients is, Kat, if there's a lever that I can pull to really shift the needle with my money mindset, what is the fastest hack or what is the best way to go from scarcity, anxiety, frustration, or overwhelm to abundance and confidence and that delicious flow? Now, as you know, I am all about alchemy. I love law of attraction, manifestation practices. I've been in business for 10 years and I've experienced multiple million-dollar successes and just as many failures as that. And the one thing that I would say has the biggest and fastest impact, if there's like a shortcut to upgrading your money mindset, hands down, what I've personally experienced and what I've seen through all the clients that I've worked with through the years, is to surround yourself with people who embody or dream just as big. We are social creatures by nature. There's a saying that goes something along like, the gang determines the crime. You know, you can have people who are raised in really great households with no traumas in their background, and yet if they get around the wrong crowd, things can go very, very south. The people you surround yourself with, as the saying goes, you are the sum of the people you surround yourself with, has a huge impact on your own belief systems. Because by nature, we aspire to be connected to others. We deeply desire to feel accepted, to feel validated by others. And so surrounding yourself by people who embody or think just as big might mean changing up your group of friends or getting a new group of friends. Not to say you gotta ditch your other friends or not hang out with them, but finding new people who embody that or think just as big, that is one way. Another way is to invest in masterminds. This is something I highly recommend and it's been pivotal in my own journey. I invested heavily. I think I've spent over $200,000 on mentors and masterminds throughout my career. And single-handedly, I would say I would never be where I'm at now if that hadn't have been the case. So that is another way to tap into those big thinkers, is to, you know, put your money behind it. And another way, which is not as popular of an opinion here, is to go and work for an entrepreneur who has a big thinking mindset. And for me, that is actually how I got my break initially into the world of entrepreneurship. I was initially studying to become a marketer at university, and my whole plan was to go get a job in a marketing as a marketer in a company and work my way up to executive level. That's what I thought I wanted. And when I got hired by a local business association, I was surrounded by these entrepreneurs, these business owners, developers, investors, and something clicked. They would have meetups every single month, and I would be, you know, I got very close to a lot of these people. I was spending almost all of my day hanging around these people, and it was infectious, and I caught the bug. And my mind started to think even bigger. I was like, oh my God, I can do this. Yes. And these numbers that seemed impossible to me at the beginning started to become normal. Same thing with masterminds. I remember investing in a group program by Russ Ruffino about, I'd say, 8 years ago, quite a while ago. And it was the biggest investment I'd ever made in my life and myself. And I was in this group where, this Facebook group where people were just casually posting, just made $50,000 today, just made $100,000. And that just made me think so much bigger. So I'm all for affirmations, rituals, making gratitude lists. I love those things. But if you're looking for a shortcut and you're looking to, you know, pull the lever as quickly as possible, I will say hands down the fastest way, no questions asked, is to surround yourself with people that are thinking just as big, that are embodying that which you desire. Because you will normalize that so fast if the people around you have normalized it as well. Now, if you're listening to this and wondering or feeling kind of overwhelmed or confused as to where you're even going to begin to find these types of people, let me say this, that you get to be supported in all of your intentions. And that's what it starts with. It always starts with an intention. So set the intention to come across the path of people that resonate with you, that you feel aligned with. Set the intention to meet new mentors or be shown masterminds that are congruent to what you want. Set the intention to find new friends, and you will be supported through this intention. And just a side note here, something that you want to make sure you build awareness around is that often if we're in a space of scarcity or lack, or there's a financial gap happening in our lives, we can get triggered by people who have success or who are attracting abundance in their lives or who are celebrating those wins. Now, when we feel jealousy for other people's successes, we actually restrict receiving for ourselves. So what we want to do is just begin to place our awareness on how we're reacting to people that are embodying that which we desire. It's not going to help you if you are feeling triggered or you're feeling jealous by these people. What you want is to feel inspired. Jealousy is always a communication to touch and to alchemize the states of inspiration. That's what we're telling ourselves, is like, oh, I actually want what this person has. So if those red light emotions come up for you, there's no need to judge that or shame yourself or chastise yourself. Simply building the awareness around, oh, I'm telling myself I actually want what this person has, or I actually desire what they're embodying right now. And seeing if you can feel inspired by it. Because although this is the fastest hack, the easiest way, if you're still holding on to resentment or judgment or jealousy, it's not gonna work. You gotta feel inspired. So make sure that whoever you're surrounding yourself with, whoever you're investing into, whatever groups you're investing to, whether you're going to retreats, to be around a group of big thinkers or new friendships, make sure that you are feeling inspired as fuck by those people. Because when you do, then you will normalize that very fast. And my friend, I'm telling you, this is a game changer. It's the best thing to invest in your life if this is what you desire for yourself. I hope this episode helps, and I will see you guys on the next one.